السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال العشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وعن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه، can we just move a little bit please, جزاك الله. You still facing Qibla. عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، يعني أيام العشر. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters, Islam. Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Almighty Allah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah is about to start. Today is 30th Dhul-Qadha, because just last night the moon was not sighted in US. So tomorrow will be first of Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah. The 10 holy days of this holy month is beginning, inshallah, from tomorrow. Before I mention some virtues of the Ashra Dhul-Hijjah, let me complete the masail which I left in my last Friday sermon. Some of the masail I mentioned, and some of them remain because of the time period. So, the animals, the greatest ibadah during the days of Qurbani, Udhiyah, is Ihraqul Dam, slaughtering the animals. The best deed which Allah loves on the Yawmul Adha or Yawmul Nahar, Yawmul Eid, is to do the Qurbani, to sacrifice. Now, the animals of Qurbani, there are three kind of animals which allowed in Sharia. Number one is camel. And hardly we see camel over here, but in Saudi Arabia, that was the common and normal animal they used to slaughter. So the camel, if one to slaughter the camel, whether it is male or female, she camel should be at least 5 years old. If less than 5 years old, it is not fit for the qurbani. If you are slaughtering the cow, buffalo, it should be at least 2 years old. If a buffalo or cow is 1.5 years old, then it's not acceptable for the qurbani. It has to be completely 2 years old or over than 2 years old. And in camel and buffalo and cow, you can share 7 shares, meaning 7 people of the family or friends can get together. Even the aqiqah of the children can be added with the qurbani. So it also accepted. It has to be 7 shares. If someone wants to do a lone cow, also allowed. Is also acceptable. It doesn't have to have 7. If the only 5 people got together and they want to purchase 1 cow and they want to slaughter, it's also okay. That will be acceptable. Less than 7, any amount will be acceptable. Precisely, we don't have to have 7. But we cannot have 8 or 9. That's the maximum limit, 7 shares. So cow or buffalo should be at least 2 years old. And goat and sheep, ram, should be 1 year old. If a goat is less than a year old, it is not fit for the qurbani. You have to make sure, count his teeth, or ask what is your birth date. If goat reply, I was born 1 year ago, 12 months ago, celebrate birthday by slaughtering him. and make the kebab. So it should be at least 12 months old. But a sheep which is only 6 months old, but it eats pizza and burger too much and is healthy, looks like 1 year old. So that kind of sheep also acceptable because of its size. The camel, cow, bull and buffalo is maximum 7 people can share. If less than 7 persons make a kurbani of cow, it is also permissible. All should have the niyyah of kurbani. This is very important. If out of 7 people, one brother said, I am just adding my share with you people because since you are slaughtering, I am your buddy, I want to give you money for one share. But my niyyah is not kurbani. I am just as a friendly, you know, person, I am adding my money. And it doesn't make niyat of qurbani. All 6 people made the niyat of qurbani, but 1 out of 7 said, no, I have no niyat, I just want fi sabilillah. So all 7s will not be acceptable. So we have to make sure that all 7 people should have the same niyat of qurbani. Then only it will be acceptable. And the meat of the qurbani should be distributed by equal share. This is also very, very essential, very important. Brothers who are slaughtering together cow, they should make sure how you have to distribute. You cannot distribute by estimate. Oh, you take this much, I'll take liver, I take head, I take leg. It doesn't work that way. The whole cow should be put in the pieces. And we have to weigh, every 7 share should be equal. If 5 kilograms, everyone should have 5 kilograms. If 10 kilograms, everyone should have 10 kilograms. The whole meat should be weighted and divided by 7 equally. This is how it should be distributed. Everyone should get a 7th share. If out of 7, one person doesn't have a niyyah of qurbani, but he just wants to have meat, then that qurbani will be invalid. One can combine aqiqah also with qurbani shares. My grandson, granddaughter, or my own son, own daughter, I didn't make aqiqah when they were born. I have to, you know, add his aqiqah also with the qurbani. It's okay, it's acceptable. It is not permissible to do qurbani of animal which was bought on credit card, because it is the possession of someone else. In today's time, it is so general and common, everything we buy on credit. We don't pay on spot. We're going to pay later on when the bill will come. For the qurbani, it doesn't allow. You have to pay cash. Because credit is the promise. You're promising someone that I purchased $100, I'll pay you later on. Right now, it's under the possession of someone else. When you pay your bill, then it will come in your possession. So qurbani animal has to be in your possession. You should be malik of the qurbani, owner of the qurbani. That's why the money for the qurbani should be cash. It should not be a credit. The qurbani animal should be defect free. Should have not fault or defect in the body. The animal that was born without horns or the horns had broken from the middle can be used for qurbani. Sometimes the goat is born without bone, without horn. If he's born without horn, then it's okay. Or if it is broken from the half, that is also will be acceptable. But the horn was broken off from the root, not from the half, but from the root. So that kind of animal cannot be used for qurbani. The animal is totally blind. He cannot see. Totally blind. Or has lost 1/3 or more of eyesight. Or 1/3 or more of one ear or tail. Any part of the body, 1/3 or less, more, cut off. That kind of animal is not allowed in qurbani. An animal which limps and walks only on the 3 legs, he cannot put his 4th leg on the ground. And he cannot go by itself to the place of Kurbani. We have to drag. He's limping, crippled. So that kind of animal also not valid for Kurbani. Remember my brothers, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then do your Kurbani with the healthy animal, strong animal, spend little more money, choose the better quality, don't be stingy in this regard, because these are the vehicles for you on the bridge of Sirat. Another 1500 miles distance, 500 up, 500 straight, 500 down, and it is placed on the hellfire, and you have to cross the bridge of Sirat. So these Kurbani animals will help you on that day. Just immediately you purchase the crippled animal, is limping. How is going to cross the bridge? You will fall down in the hell. You want to do that to save some money? Think of hereafter. When it comes to the hereafter, you become stingy. When it comes to the dunya, we spend. If you go to mall and wife likes the purse, it is expensive. It's an expensive purse. You say, please just buy this one. It's also purse. You can keep your money. It is safe. No, I want branded. Gucci. All the other purses are available, but to please her, we spend more money. So she cannot be mad, and we can sleep nicely, right? So for the Akhirah, why you should be stingy? Purchase the animal, spend little $50-$100 extra, and buy the healthy animal which can help you to cross the bridge of Sirat quickly and faster. It is for all your benefit. If the animal has no teeth, it can't use for Kurbani. The animal was born without ear, can't use for Kurbani. He won't be able to listen our niyat with dua. He's deaf. So we should not purchase the animal which is not hearing. It's a defect in his ear. The animal is so thin and weak or sick, which can't walk to the place of Kurbani, cannot be used for the Kurbani. As I said, if he is sick or weak, he will not be able to cross, take you the bridge of Sirat. If an animal sustains an injury while slaughtering, its Kurbani will be valid. While you are slaughtering, is moving and you cut his leg or stomach somehow, it is injured now. The blood coming out from the stomach, for example. That's okay because it was injured while you are slaughtering. It is accident. It is by mistake. So that kind of injury will be allowed. It is okay, it will not be problem. If an animal of Kurbani gives birth while you are slaughtering, she was a pregnant, she camel or she cow. Cow is she, right? So if it gives a birth, it gives the at the time of slaughtering, then this newly born baby also should be slaughtered same time. The meat of the Kurbani can be given to rich and poor, not only for the rich, but should be given to the poor as well, Muslim and non-Muslim. So if your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers are not Muslim, but they are very good friend of you and they're looking forward, they want to enjoy the Kurbani, they know about it. So you can share with them. You can give the meat of Kurbani to your non-Muslim friends. Or for example, a person accepted Islam, his parents are not Muslim, his brothers, sisters are not Muslim. On the day of Kurbani, you want to entertain them also. So it is okay, it is allowed to distribute or give the gift of the meat of the Kurbani to the non-Muslims. It is preferable that the meat be divided into three parts. Don't put the whole sheep into the deep freezer. Make in three pieces, three portions. One for your home, for your relatives, one for your friends, and the one part for the poor people. But one can keep the whole animal for himself or distribute it, is up to you. How to make zabah? You also, because we're not slaughtering every day, so we don't know how to do it. Sometimes we make mistake, it's once in a while. So we should learn how to slaughter the animal. It is mustahab to slaughter the animal by oneself. This is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahabi Ikram. They used to slaughter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to slaughter every year by himself. So this is sunnah, you must slaughter your animal by yourself. But if he doesn't able to do so, he is so scared of blood, he can't slaughter, then he can ask someone to do it for him. But he should be present there while his qurban is getting slaughtered. He is doing locally. But if he's sending money overseas, then he cannot fly over there at the time of qurban.
Yes.
So that's okay. You make someone your wakil, your representative, he will slaughter on your behalf. But if you are doing locally, then rather you should go there in the farm and be there while someone else is helping your animal to be slaughtered. The person who is slaughtering has to be Muslim. You can go to the farm, but you are scared to slaughter the cow. So you say, oh amigo, help me. If amigo slaughter for you, it's not gracious. It's not good. A person who slaughtering should be Muslim. Yes, he can help you after you cut, do the sabiha, then hand it over to him. He can skin it, he can make pieces, he can do whatever he wants to do. But the main part of qurbani, zabiha, making the name of Allah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, that should be done by the Muslim. Whether you do it yourself or ask some Muslim brothers to do it, don't ask non-Muslim. The person who is slaughtering has to be Muslim. Zabiha of non-Muslim is not valid. At the time of sacrificing, one should say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, then make zabiha. Without saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, you cut the neck, that is not acceptable. You have to say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. The Islamic zabiha required that the throat, the external jugular veins, and the windpipe of the animal should be cut swiftly with a sharp knife by reciting Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. So there are four veins you have to cut. If any three of these four are cut, then zabiha will be valid. But if you just cut two or one, then zabiha is not accepted. You have to make sure you have to cut the four veins. It is Muslim. Don't do so fast zabiha that you cut off the whole head. That is also not right. You just have to nicely, swiftly, cut the four veins. It is mustahab to face the animal towards the Qibla. While you are slaughtering, face the face of the animal towards Qibla. The knife should be sharpened. A knife shouldn't be sharpened in front of the animal, because he also have life. And you sharpen your knife in front of the eyes of the cow or goat and sheep is getting threatening that what this person is going to do with me, So this is not good. You sharpen behind it, but not sharpen in front of the animal. An animal should be slaughtered in front of the other animal. That is also one of the etiquette. You should not slaughter or cut animal in front of others. Animals are watching. They feel threatened for it. So do little further in private place and then make zabiha one after the other. After slaughtering, the animal should not be skinned or cut into pieces before it turns completely cold. Sometimes people are in rush and immediately they start skinning the animal, because right still the soul is still there, is going slowly out. Give it a chance, 10-15 minutes, let it cool down, and when it's cooled down, then only you should start skinning. Otherwise it felt pains, still some life is there in the body of animal. So you should not start skinning immediately after the zabiha, rather wait little bit, let it get cold. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make qurbani and accept. So qurbani can be done from the 10th after the Salatul Eid, and it will continue 11 and 12 before sunset, after Asr. If you couldn't make Qurbani on first day because you are busy or you are in the line or queue, your number is not done, you can do it second day, you can do it in third day up till the sunset. After the sunset of third, then Qurbani time is over. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the oath of these holy days, والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وليالي العشر, it means 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And that is why ulama said that these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is better than last 10 days of Ramadan. Because the Sayyidul Ayyam, which is Yawmul Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, is among these 10 days, which is called Sayyidul Ayyam. And best day of the whole year is the Yawmul Nahar, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, is the best day of the entire year. And that is also fall in this Ashra. That's why this 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is better even the days, last 10 days of Ramadan. And last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best nights because of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr falls among the one night most of the time in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That's why nights are better, the nights of Ramadan, but days are better, the days of Dhul Hijjah. And that is why ulama said, why is best 10 days? Because in these 10 days, all five arkans can be practiced together. Number one is Iman, then is Salah, then is Zakah, then is Siyam, then is Hajj, Baytullah, Man Istata'a Ilayhi Sabila. These are the five pillars of Islam. Salat can be prayed any time, any day, anywhere. Fasting can be done throughout the year except those 5 days which is forbidden. Any time, any day, anywhere. Right? Zakah, charity, sadaqah, there is no limit. You can give as much, any time, any day, anywhere. Place also not limited. But the Hajj is only done in these 5 days of Dhul Hijjah. Is limited and linked to month of Dhul Hijjah. From 8, Yawmul Tarbiyah, till 12 of Dhul Hijjah. These are the 5 days of Dhul Hijjah. And it is only performed in the month of Dhul Hijjah. Hajj cannot be done in any other month or in any other days. Even the person living in Makkah Mukarramah, if after the Hajj, if he goes to Mina, Mina is still there, Arafat is still there, and he go to the Mina and is pelting the Jamarat, Shaitan will not have any effect. Jamarat can only be done during these 3 days, 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th. After these 3 days, if you go and pelt Jamarat whole year, it doesn't affect, it doesn't have any value. You go to, you know, Arafat and you make dua on that, you know, Jabal-e-Rahma is there whole year. But the significant Rahmah blessing only descends during the period of Hajj. And it only comes once in a year. And it only happened in month of Dhul Hijjah. It only happened in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Likewise, we are slaughtering the animals and chicken and birds and goat and sheep throughout the year for our eating purpose, halal. Right? But there is no reward for it. You won't get the hasana for every hair of the animal. Meat will be halal, but the reward will not be there. These only 3 days, 10, 11 and 12, Ayamut Tashriq, they specify for the Qurbani. And other than these 3 days, you can make Zabiha as many you want, you won't get the reward of Qurbani. So that's why these 10 days are so important and valuable, that these two parts, Qurbani and Hajj, also included in these 10 days. That's why these 10 days are more valuable, precious, compared to the rest of the year. So my brothers and sisters, what we should do? We should fast. Rasulullah said, Every day of fasting during the month of during these 10 days is equivalent to fasting of 1 year. And every night spending in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Especially Yawmul Arafah is very significant. So Yawmul Arafah should be fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person is fasting Yawmul Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive sins of 1 year past and 1 year future. And during these 10 days, you must make excessive takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, or the third kalma, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These are the askar you should keep on making during the days and nights of these 10 days. And specifically, make sure that you should not miss any faraz prayer during these 10 days. Make sure you pray all faraz. And on top of that, if you can extra tahajjud, israq, etc., because these are the holy days and holy nights, you can get more reward. And make sure you should not commit any sin. Because these are holy days, sacred nights. If you don't value it, you don't respect it, committing sin, you will get the greater punishment, severe punishment, than committing sin in any other days and nights. May Allah protect all of us. Give us a topic to value these days and nights. Accept our qurbani din dua. Jazakumullah khair.